7.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
ready or not. Oh, boy. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. And this is hour number two of USAprepares.com. Frank Underhill's with us. And we broadcast 2 hours right here on Genesis Communications Network. And if you have a radio station that you like in your area and you'd like them to carry this broadcast, well, we'll provide it absolutely free of charge. No questions. Seriously. And they can just contact us. Just go to usapreparers.com, send us an email, and we'll do everything we can to make it happen. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Frank Underhill's with us. And, we're going to be talking about survival economics today. Meet up tonight, Ziggy's, Springfield, Missouri. Dr. Joel Wallach is flying in from California, and he's going to be with me for the afternoon broadcast at 3 o'clock. Information's on the website if you want to hear that. And if you'd like to call in, there's a toll-free number. You can call in to Dr. Joel Wallach this afternoon and ask him your questions with me. He and I will be in the studio this afternoon at the 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock Central Time hour. Meet up tonight. He's going to be with us. And he is a Genesis Communications legend, Dr. Joel Wallach. Meet up Springfield, Missouri, 5:30, corner of Sunshine and Glenstone at Ziggy's. And Frank Underhill's with us. And we've been talking about survival economics, what is going on. And we had some questions. Let me go to the questions here. We've been talking about sequestration in the first hour, and we've been talking about $257. How much money is that really going to, or how much will that affect us in the United States of America? Frank, $257 is all the budget cutting we're going to do per person in the United States. You and I both don't think that's so much money, do we?
No, we don't. When you look at the bigger picture, what do they say? Every American owes, what, $35,000
in debt? Yeah.
You know, when you, so yeah, it's barely even a drop in the bucket. And frankly, I don't think these cuts really go far enough.
I'd like to see 10 times.
Yeah. I said it. Yeah, exactly. I would like to see it. Then maybe you'll start to see some real improvement.
Well, you know, Frank, this isn't like money that we have that we're saying, you know what, let's just not spend it. It's money we don't have that we have to borrow, and we're not going to spend it. I mean, that's what Mrs. Fennelli and I do. We don't spend money we don't have. We frankly don't. We don't borrow money. We don't borrow money for anything. Not for cars, not for houses, not for farm equipment, not for cattle, not for fertilizer, nothing. We don't borrow money. If we don't have the funds, we just don't buy it, period. Now, that prevents growth. I mean, it really does. It prevents us from growing really quickly. If we wanted to expand quickly and we wanted to take those calculated risks, it absolutely prevents us from growing quickly. But it also prevents us from economic serious economic collapse within the family.
Well, debt is a backbreaker for any family, and I advocate if you can't afford it, don't buy it. Period.
Whether that's what my
car
father
or a house, they send these credit cards, and once the financial institutions have their hooks in you, it's very, very difficult to get out of it. Very difficult.
Frank, when I was younger, back in the 1960s, the early 1960s, my dad told me that I needed to open a bank account and save some money. And so the money that I earned cutting lawns, I put in the bank account, and it, you know, grew a couple dollars, you know, a week. And then I learned about interest. And then he taught me that as I got a little older, that maybe I might want to borrow money someday. So I needed to take a loan out and against my savings account and pay it back to build that credit history. And that worked for about a week or two. And I thought, what am I doing here? I'm borrowing my own money and I'm paying the bank to borrow my own money. Now, why am I doing that? And I immediately paid it back. And I said, that's it. I'm not doing that again. So I learned a lesson about borrowing money and how a bank will charge you to borrow your own money. And I still don't understand that. I mean, I went to the bank and a couple of years ago here in Missouri, and I asked them about that, and they tried to explain how that works. And I'm just so slow, I don't get it. I don't get why I would want to borrow my own money for any reason whatsoever. I can't figure it out.
Well, now people are borrowing their own money by taking these Visa debit cards where you put your own money in, and then they charge you for every transaction.
Yeah, well, I don't have a debit card. Now, our bank is, the same bank is trying to explain to me why I need one of these, and I'm really confused.
These preloaded prepaid debit cards, and they charge you. Like, it's any way, anyhow to make a shuck a buck off the public.
Well, why would somebody take money or digits and load a debit card with it and pay transaction fees? I mean, I got to tell you, Frank, I really don't understand some of the principles in banking. I was in a meeting back in the 80s at the senior level of one of the banks that I was an employee of, and they were telling me about these new things, and people are going to go up to them, these machines that are loaded with cash, and they're going to pay $2.50 or $2.75 to get their own money out. Now, I am so dumb that I said, you got to be kidding me. You really think that someone's going to walk up and pay $2.50 to get $100 out of their own account? Really? They're that dumb? And the bank said, yeah. Well, I guess I was really dumb because they did it. They really did it. And people use them. I don't get it. I have never, ever used an ATM. It's never happened.
Well, this is why the public general needs to listen to mediums such as this, because we can save them a lot of short-term grief by making people aware of pitfalls with any aspect of finance. Absolutely.
Frank, what about what happened on 60 Minutes? Now, I didn't watch the program, but what is this Chinese real estate bubble? Can you share?
Well, I wasn't some of that with us? Like, coming from Canada, there's a lot of Chinese investment there, and everything seems to be smoke and mirrors, sleight of hand. And I was very surprised to see Leslie Stahl on 60 Minutes do a segment on the Chinese real estate market. How the government there, although it was very controlled, they used free enterprise and to make work projects. Like, here, how the government wants to do these shovel-ready projects like infrastructure spending and all that. Well, in China, they do that, but on a big macro scale. And now they've done it, and they have all these buildings sitting empty. They have these parks going unused. They have these condos bought, and nobody lives in them. Big bubbles. Big bubbles. So I think it's going to be and if China fails, it's going to hurt us because we're so reliant on them buying these treasuries to prop this dollar up. And I think it's just a lethal cocktail in the mix. And I was very surprised to see how they show they're going into, you know, high-end products. They went into a shopping mall that had Nike, Prada, all these stores. But those were just made-up signs. Those companies never leased any space in these malls. It's like a mirage, if you will. Paper tiger,
really?
If you will. Yes.
Well,
I'm not surprised to see it, but they showed like buildings that would rival London or Manhattan, really. Mm-hmm. Empty.
There's a city
called Tianjin, China, where they built a whole downtown core. It's empty. And for those of you who don't know, Tianjin in China is probably like the largest port in the world, probably, where they do so many exports from there. And the zone is empty. And I guess they have the philosophy, build it and they'll come. Well, it's built, but nobody's coming.
I've heard rumors that one of the reasons that these cities have been built is to escape a disaster. So we've got a ready, built-in plan B should there be a catastrophe of gigantic proportions. So, they can flee to these cities, whether it be a coronal mass ejection, a grid down, a nuclear war. But I don't know. I really don't know if...
Well, in America, if there's a disaster, people flee to places like your locale. They just get the hell out of Dodge.
Yeah.
But over there, I guess they seem to find sanctuary in a city. And, when they say avoiding economic collapse, I think this only prolongs it from happening. I don't think it's really a stop measure for the inevitable.
Well, the reason that I'm in Missouri with our family is I don't know. Do you think I should share that, Frank, why we're here?
I think your audience would like to listen, absolutely.
Okay.
And Vincent, I met you. You could really live anywhere in the country if you'd wanted to. So go ahead, yeah?
All right. The reason that I suggested that we move our family to Missouri into the Ozarks is because the Ozarks is, Missouri is still considered part of the Wild West. If you're away from the cities, you're really remote. And we looked at some farms, and we wanted to be self-determining, self-reliant, independent. And so we moved our whole family, sold our farms in Virginia on the East Coast, and moved to Missouri, where it's less populated and taxes are lower and water is cleaner. As a matter of fact, if you look at some of the streams and creeks in Missouri, what you'll see, even the rivers, you will see that you can see down to the bottom. The water is crystal clear in streams. And if you look at East Coast streams, the water's turbid as it runs. So we kind of like that. And we like the low taxes. When we come back on the other side, I'll tell you a little bit more about why we moved to Missouri and why some of our class is considering moving right here. Frank Underhill, Vin Finelli, we'll be right back.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freeze-dried-guy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House survival bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. March 4th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,579.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,619.25, $809.63 for a half ounce, or $404.81 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,619.25, $809.63, and $404.81.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explain this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Well, I've been thinking about these coffee mugs, and we have a bunch of them that say USA Prepares on one side, and it says the station that I'm on in the afternoon. I had them made, and they're black ceramic coffee mugs. And what I really want to do this afternoon is I got the GCN logo, and I want to put USA Prepares on one side and GCN on the other side. And I want to see if we can have them at the available for the Get Prepared Expo. And one of the things that we did at the last expo was we sold the mugs at our cost, and we provided a full weekend of free coffee refills if you bought a mug. And it was, I think, $7 and change for the mug, plus tax. It came to $8. And you got, if you were at the expo, you could have a coffee beverage, for the entire weekend for $8. So that's what I'm going to try to do this afternoon. But why did I move to Missouri? Why did I recommend that the family consider moving to Missouri? And by the way, it was a family decision. Well, because it's wild here. It's still the Wild West. On our farm, we have wild deer, we have wild turkey, armadillo, possum, skunk, raccoons, a lot of wildlife on the farm. We have freedom from encroachment by the government, if you will. They don't want to help us. We're so far remote that they just don't even drive here except once a year to see if they can tax us anymore on our real estate, on the improvements or anything that we might have done. So other than once a year, they come to visit us they leave us alone. We don't have trash pickup. We don't have streetlights, no curbs, no sidewalks. As a matter of fact, if I call 911, the last time I did it, the only time I've done it here in 7 years, it took an hour and a half for them to show up. So they're just in the report writing business as far as I'm concerned. The water is clean. The streams that run naturally, that run across our property, absolutely crystal clear. Now, I wouldn't drink surface water, but it is so clean that I could put it in our Berkey water filter and drink it and have no concerns whatsoever. The taxes are extremely low. You can buy an 80-acre parcel. Now, how big is 80 acres? It's a quarter of a mile wide by a half a mile deep. Okay? That's 80 acres. And you can buy that for maybe $1,500 an acre. And the taxes on that would probably be less than $100 a year if you don't have improvements on it. So if you think about that, if you want to live on your savings and you don't want to be held up at the muzzle of a gun in terms of paying taxes and having your property sold if you can't make your tax payments for real estate taxes, Missouri is a good place to consider if you're out in the middle of nowhere in Missouri. So freedom from government assistance, freedom from high taxes, clean water, clean air, and you can get away from a lot of electromagnetic radiation. Where there are a few people, there's less electromagnetic radiation. So, Frank, that kind of sums up why we moved to Missouri.
Well, Vincent, I just wish the parents of young Bailey O'Neill heard what you just said, and maybe their son still might be with them today.
Tell us about that.
Well, it was on your website, a young kid in school in a suburb of Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. And he was attacked by two bullies in school and passed away.
Yeah, he was beaten. And, he was beaten on a playground.
That's right. A horrible story. And, and there's something to be said about rural living. And at least you have peace and tranquility there, and you know your family's safe.
Frank, one of the things that we did with all of our children was we had them enrolled in a karate school. And they participated in karate at least 3 days a week. And the idea was that we didn't want something like that to happen to any of our children. So there was a fight night every night at the dojo. And our children participated in that, and it went on for years and years and years. And one of our children took second place in the state and the regional women's fighting. Another one of our children, I think, took eighth, and one of them took second in the nation. And it really works. And you know what? One of our children used it once. Actually, a couple of them used it. I'll tell you a little bit more about that when we come back.
This is your call to action. Till you survive. Learn how to survive at the biggest preparedness expo in the USA. The Get Prepared Expo. Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Survival medicine. Survival gardening. Growing heirloom seeds. Negotiating for your life. Surviving violent climate change. Radiation survival. Economic collapse. Disease prevention. Raising bees, rabbits, and chickens for food. Defending your home and family. Surviving tornadoes. Water filtration and purification. Build buckets of storable food. Are you prepared for solar storm? Nuclear meltdown. Dollar collapse. Skyrocketing food and fuel prices. Earthquakes. Tornadoes. Where is your plan? Get Prepared Expo, Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th, Holland Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. Meet USA Prepares Vincent Vanelli, Dr. Norman Shealy's team, Dr. Richard Allen Miller, Dr. Joel Wallach, Dr. David Pruitt, Dr. Julie Pennick, Frank Underhill, The Freeze Dry Guy, Missouri Storm Shelters, and over 50 more instructors. $8 one day and $15 weekend passes. Online. GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract. Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com. Spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
It's gonna be sliding.
Winner today is hot.
Keep it. God, you're
take my when you go
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
You know, you just heard the commercial for Utopia Silver, and they mentioned Thomas Jefferson. Well, we just got our new protection dog a couple weeks ago, and his name is TJ, short for Thomas Jefferson, and he's an English Mastiff. And the breeder, I've invited the breeder, I'm so impressed with this dog that I've invited the breeder of the dogs to be at the Get Prepared Expo. And one of our instructors stopped over during the weekend and saw TJ. TJ started out at 9 weeks at 25 pounds, and then next week he was at 29 pounds, and yesterday he weighed in at 39 pounds. And So he's getting to be a big boy. He ought to weigh in about 150 to 200 pounds by the time he's fully grown. So if you're interested in seeing TJ, I'm going to bring TJ to the Get Prepared Expo, and I think we're going to have some puppies there that are English Mastiffs at probably one-third or less the price that they would normally sell for. So that's the plan. Oh, hey, Frank, I wanted to tell you. Did I tell you about our Native American medicine course? Did I mention that to you?
Not offhand there. Is that the chief, the constitutionalist fellow?
Well, this guy, his name is Chief Cloud Piler, P-I-L-E-R.
Nope.
And he's going to be at the expo, and he's going to be talking about Native American medicine. And you can become adopted by the Nemenha Congregation of Tribes. He spent an hour on the air with us on the afternoon broadcast. He's going to be there, and he's going to tell us how we can be adopted as a member of the Constitution of Congregation of Tribes. And we can consecrate our ground as sacred Native American ground. And I'm really looking forward to that because Dr. Shealy, Dr. Norman Shealy, who's on the air with us twice a week, morning and afternoon broadcast, he has consecrated his ground, and he's got a sign that puts the feds on notice, like, don't even think about coming here because this is sacred ground. And that's what I'd like to do. So I have to learn a little bit more about it, but I really am interested in becoming a Native American medicine man. And I asked Mrs. Finelli a few days ago about if she wanted to become a medicine woman, and she said no, because when they haul you away, somebody's got to keep the farm running. So, karate. We had our children in karate classes for years, and it's a requirement, I think, for learning how to focus. And our son was... Our son wanted to try high school. He was homeschooled, and he wanted to try high school for the very first time. He had never been to school, and he wanted to be a freshman, and we moved to Missouri. And there's a rite of passage that seems that the Missouri high school men think that has to occur. And what they do is they push around the new students. They bully them, just like you talked about. And they bullied him for about 3 months. So bear in mind, our son took second place in the National Karate Championship at the AAU event at Disney in Orlando, Florida. So, in fighting. And these kids would, these young men would push him around. And in the bathroom, in the boys' room, they would shove him from guy to guy to guy and just keep pushing him around. And one day he said, look, it's okay, guys. As long as there's only four of you, it's okay. And they had no idea what he was talking about because on fight night, it would be 5-on-1. 5-on-1's a little tougher. Anyway, so bottom line was, I met with the superintendent, I met with the principal, and I said, I just want to let you know, our son's being picked on, and I don't have a problem with that, not at all. I just want to let you know that one of your other students is going to get hurt, and I think it's going to be soon, I just don't know when, I just want to let you know this is coming your way. Well, about a week or two later, the biggest boy in the school sucker punched my son, and that's all it took. And my son took him out with one hit, absolutely knocked him down, one hit, and the whole thing was over. And then you know what? Everybody wanted to be his friend. And he said, you know what? This place is crappy. I don't even want to go to school here. So he transferred to another school. And they all said, oh, come on, man. We really like you. And I'm sure that's what they were thinking when they beat up this this little 12-year-old in school on the playground, and he died as a result of it. Oh, come on, don't die. We're just having fun, right? It's outrageous.
Tragic. Yeah.
Absolutely tragic. Outrageous. Yeah. Gas prices, where are we going, Frank?
I think they're going to go higher. Even though oil is, you know, heading lower and, you know, America's consuming less oil, they're using every maneuver in the book to keep gas prices high. At Chevron here, I saw it at almost $4 a gallon.
For the cheap stuff, the regular?
Herbs. Regular cheap, yeah.
$4 a gallon. John Reagan.
Here in Nevada.
Yeah. Did you get a chance to meet John Reagan? He's one of our financial instructors. He's writing a book on the financial state of the union. Did you get a chance to meet him at the expo?
I haven't, but I'll meet him at the expo. Looking forward to it.
You sure will. He should have his book ready for distribution. And he has been following gasoline consumption as an indicator of economic health. And what he's saying is gasoline, diesel, if we're using less and less and less and less, that means there's less and less and less commerce. And that's an indicator of economic health. And he's been watching the gasoline consumption go down and down and down. And it really is not a function of these little cars that we're driving. It's really a function of less traffic and less transportation and less commerce. And that's what he's been able to determine. And it does not bode well for a booming economy, as we're led to believe. Everything is working really well and the economy is recovering. It's not recovering. It's in collapse mode, in my opinion. Frank, am I wrong?
I see it the same way. Less consumption obviously is a seizing in the economic activity, absolutely, and he's correct.
Okay. So is the outlook for higher gas prices, is that where you think? I mean, no matter what?
I'm very surprised. If gas is moving up on nothing, short of a insatiable thirst for gasoline, could go higher. I have my bookkeeper lives in California, and they're paying like mid to high fours for gasoline right now.
Wow.
And oil is like, $90 a barrel.
Okay, so there's a disconnect.
Big disconnect, yeah.
Okay. All right, and then I heard a news reporter on one of these internet news feeds, and this young reporter who, I was not impressed with. What I'm saying is she was pretty and all that, but I wasn't impressed with the amount of knowledge she could possibly have known as she reported this story. And she said, gasoline prices aren't supposed to be going up at this time of the year. Oh, gasoline prices are supposed to go up? Come on. It should be a market-driven thing. So even she was duped into saying that gasoline prices shouldn't be going up at this time of the year. So I thought that was a kind of an interesting statement that came from the mainstream news. Frank, what's going on with the American banks?
Well, as you see, the American banks are, they say they're being profitable.
Mm-hmm.
They say they're making money.
Right.
However, you look at a lot of their businesses, like the mortgage lending is probably non-existent right now. The credit card business is charging exorbitant rates. I was reading in the Globe and Mail how Canadian banks don't, still make their money on mortgages, but they only do good mortgages, but they make profits by fees. And I could see American banks using that model, just doing fee for everything and getting out of the lending altogether. And you don't have any economic stimulus unless you have, business-to-business lending, basically, and some degree, bank-to-consumer lending. But the trouble is here is that people are not paying back their loans on time. You look at credit card debt, you look at household debt, and I could see American banks really, really starting to take it to their own customers as a source of revenue, as opposed to their business customers.
Frank, when I was a bank employee designing computer systems, I was not in the lending. I was in the credit card banking operation, and my job was to make the customer experience better with computers. And so I was a dreamer, a computer dreamer, if you will, of hardware and software, figuring out different ways of improving the experience for the customers. And I got a chance to meet with some of the other VPs. And we hired a new guy, and he was a new marketing guy. Now, if you think about it, why does a bank need to market, So anyway, we hired this new guy, and he was a vice president of marketing. And he said, here's what we're going to do. Teachers work 9 months a year, for the most part. I'm talking about public school teachers. And he said, here's what we're going to do. We're going to give them a payment holiday. So they can, if they want, not pay their credit card statement 1 month a year. So they can take a holiday if they want during the summer when most teachers are not working. And they won't be penalized for it. All they have to do is pay the interest that accrues for that month where they took that payment holiday. And I was looking at this and I'm thinking, are you kidding me? We're going to tell the teachers, don't pay your credit card bill, but we're going to rack up the interest and give you stick it to you again? Yeah, that's what we're going to do. And they're going to love it. And you know what?
Crushing. Mm-hmm.
Teachers did it. Teachers took that payment holiday. And what are the interest rates? I mean, we hit at one time credit card interest. I couldn't believe it when we hit 19.8%, 19.2%. I couldn't believe those interest rates. My mom was talking to me over the weekend. We were at the kitchen table, and she said, look at this. Look at this credit card interest. The statement says they can charge, and my mom doesn't, she zeroes out her credit card bill every month. She said, look at this. They can charge 16.9%. That's outrageous. And I'm thinking, Mom, that's just the beginning. 16.8, 16.9, that's just the beginning. It's been much, much higher than that. So, Frank, when we come back, let's talk about other issues in the economy right now that we need to know about. And maybe even the number of billionaires. We'll be right back.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House survival bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
4, 5, 6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with the Fuel Saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The Fuel Saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled AirFusion Systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save earth.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
You've heard about or even used colloidal silver for years. But did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from Neofera. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag. The one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to Neofera.com, spelled Neofera.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at Neofera.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
This afternoon, Dr. Joel Wallach is going to be with me in the studio at 3 o'clock if you'd like to talk to him. I posted the toll-free number if you'd like to call him on the website. He's going to be on the air with me from 3 to 4. 3 to 4 Central, Dr. Joel Wallach of GCN fame. Dr. Wallach is a legend here on Genesis Communications Network. And if you have a health-related question, he's going to be in the studio with me. And he's also going to be at the meetup. That is tonight at Ziggy's Sunshine and Glenstone at 5:30. So he and I are going to be in the studio from 3 to 4 Central, and then off we go to Ziggy's. We're going to have dinner, and Dr. Joel Wallach is going to be on stage for hours tonight. So if you've got questions, you can either call in or show up. The meetup is free. If you'd like to have dinner, it starts at $5.99, Ziggy's Sunshine and Glenstone, Springfield, Missouri. Frank Underhill's with us. Frank, there are 1,426 billionaires, according to Forbes list. It's on the website, usapreparedness.com. There are more. There are more than there were this year, 210 new ones. Now, how is it that these guys are making so much money? Is there something that they know that we don't know?
Well, they are in that club there, Vincent. Unfortunately, you and I don't have membership cards to it. And these are the higher orders that may prevail. And no question, a lot of it is sovereign wealth. A lot of it is, you know, through graft and corruption, and maybe some of it is made legitimately. Mm-hmm. However, yes. I think for the most part here in Las Vegas, president of the Las Vegas Sands admits to paying graft in China.
So the head of the Sands resort.
In an SEC filing, and then they say, well, the people that paid the graft are no longer with the company. Well, what the hell does that supposed to mean?
Wow, what a neat plea. So he's off the hook.
A lot of your listeners don't believe in graft or payola or corruption. So a lot of this stuff is well over our heads. We don't live in that realm. We live in the realm of honesty and an honest dollars pay all an honest dollars work. And I'm sorry, I don't have any respect for those people.
Frank, I got a call this weekend from one of our class, and he was kind of interested in why I say the things I say and how I get away with saying the things that I say on the air. And the reason is really simple. I am not an employee. I am not an employee of any radio station or network. I do not get paid. So because I'm not an employee, I can say whatever I want. You know, but I risk getting discharged from, being on the air. But there aren't very many rules and regulations that I have to follow. Just the ones that I want to follow. And so that's why this broadcast is a little different. And that's why Genesis is very different from the mainstream media, because a lot of us do our own thing here. And we are not subject to the rules and regulations of mainstream media and radio. And, you know, I'd love to know something. I would love to know during one of the broadcasts if someone would call in, or a bunch of someone's, and tell us if they met Michelle Obama at in Springfield, Missouri last week. If they met her, and what did they see? What did they see that they did not expect to see? Traffic tie-ups? Did they see fresh paint at the Walmart where she was? What actually happened there? I was invited to apply to be a member of the media, and I decided not to. I did not want to go, so I did not apply. But I'd like to know from those who did go, what happened? Frank Underhill, research reports, they're absolutely free, right, Frank?
Not they are, Vincent. Thank you.
Frank Underhill, and if you'd like to contact him, he'll be available in just about a minute or two. Let me give you his phone number, 702-987-5449. 702-987-5449. UnderhillSecurities.com. Link on the website, USAPrepares.com. Frank's going to be at the expo this April 6th and 7th, and you're going to have a chance to have dinner with him. And what a great time that's going to be. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Thanks so much, Frank Underhill.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tattler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Mm-hmm.